Test 5, Part 3. You will hear five teenagers talking about leisure time activities. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker has to say on the subject. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3.
Speaker 1. I have always been interested in sport, but not just any sport. I love the adrenaline high that a sense of danger gives you. That's why I've gone in for extreme sports. I've tried mountain climbing and hang gliding and really enjoyed them both. Apart from anything else, I met my girlfriend while white water rafting in the States, which was more than I could have hoped for. My parents have always encouraged my hobbies and have even given me money, as none of these sports is cheap. Extreme sports help me keep fit, and I have no intention of giving them up even when I'm much older. Speaker 2.
I have a fairly active job and spend most of my time outdoors, so the hobby I chose was a quiet one I could indulge in peacefully at home. I never realised I had any talent at all for oil painting until I went to an evening class. I really enjoyed it and met a couple of nice people there as well. It's not the cheapest hobby in the world, but it isn't too expensive either, so there was no problem there. Anyway, my instructor persuaded me to show my paintings at a local exhibition, and I couldn't believe it when they were all sold. Since then, it's been a regular source of income.
Speaker 3. To be honest, spending so many hours staring at a computer screen on a daily basis was beginning to get me down, not to mention that it wasn't doing my health much good either. So I joined the local gym. I was keen at first, but after a month or so, I often couldn't be bothered to go. I really find it difficult to do something as artificial as using a treadmill or an exercise bike, so I became a year-round swimmer, which is rather convenient because I live very close to the sea. The winter months were agony at first, but now I'm used to it and have never felt better. Speaker 4. I lost my job a few weeks ago, so I found myself sitting around the house watching one stupid TV show after another. So I decided it was time to start doing something before I went mad with boredom. Obviously, as I had no income, I had to choose carefully what I wanted to do. Then I met someone who was working at the local immigrant centre, and he said they needed extra help. So I went along with him and they found me something to do straight away, much to my surprise. I love the work and feel as if I'm doing something really useful, and I even get a small income. I may try and get a permanent position there. Speaker 5.
My parents tend to be overprotective, so when I announced I wanted to hitchhike round the world, they really hit the roof. I did it anyway and made it back safely, much to their relief, after 21 months of travelling. this has now provided me with a great leisure time activity, as I have decided to put down all my adventures. And there were quite a few. On paper, and publish my own book. I've been warned I won't make much money. It's always the publishers who make the money. But I don't care. I just want to see my name on the cover.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one. I have always been interested in sport, but not just any sport. I love the adrenaline high that a sense of danger gives you. That's why I've gone in for extreme sports. I've tried mountain climbing and hang gliding and really enjoyed them both. Apart from anything else, I met my girlfriend while whitewater rafting in the States, which was more than I could have hoped for. My parents have always encouraged my hobbies and have even given me money, as none of these sports is cheap. Extreme sports help me keep fit, and I have no intention of giving them up, even when I'm much older. Speaker 2.
I have a fairly active job and spend most of my time outdoors, so the hobby I chose was a quiet one I could indulge in peacefully at home. I never realised I had any talent at all for oil painting until I went to an evening class. I really enjoyed it and met a couple of nice people there as well. It's not the cheapest hobby in the world, but it isn't too expensive either, so there was no problem there. Anyway, my instructor persuaded me to show my paintings at a local exhibition, and I couldn't believe it when they were all sold. Since then, it's been a regular source of income.
Speaker 3. To be honest, spending so many hours staring at a computer screen on a daily basis was beginning to get me down, not to mention that it wasn't doing my health much good either. So I joined the local gym. I was keen at first, but after a month or so, I often couldn't be bothered to go. I really find it difficult to do something as artificial as using a treadmill or an exercise bike, so I became a year-round swimmer, which is rather convenient because I live very close to the sea. The winter months were agony at first, but now I'm used to it and have never felt better. Speaker 4. I lost my job a few weeks ago, so I found myself sitting around the house watching one stupid TV show after another. So I decided it was time to start doing something before I went mad with boredom. Obviously, as I had no income, I had to choose carefully what I wanted to do. Then I met someone who was working at the local immigrant centre, and he said they needed extra help. So I went along with him and they found me something to do straight away, much to my surprise. I love the work and feel as if I'm doing something really useful, and I even get a small income. I may try and get a permanent position there. Speaker 5.
My parents tend to be overprotective, so when I announced I wanted to hitchhike round the world, they really hit the roof. I did it anyway and made it back safely, much to their relief, after 21 months of travelling. This has now provided me with a great leisure time activity, as I have decided to put down all my adventures. And there were quite a few. On paper, and publish my own book. I've been warned I won't make much money. It's always the publishers who make the money. But I don't care. I just want to see my name on the cover.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.